This audio production is brought to you by TheBestDayEver.com, David Wolf's premium longevity member site.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Lucian Gauthier, and I'm here with Truth Calkins. Truth Calkins is the Best Day Ever expert that talks about minerals, supplementation. Today is going to talk about DNA secrets, especially with regard to telomere and telomerase. So, Truth, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
This interview is going to be focused on DNA and telomeres. My first question for you is, can you please explain the new science of telomeres and their importance in the field of longevity? Also, what is the difference between telomere and telomerase? I know people get those mixed up quite often.
You know, in 1984, Elizabeth Blackburn and Linda Grater at UC Berkeley started, you know, doing the studying and the research, and they, by the end of the year, they ascertained this enzyme, telomerase. And now studies on telomeres have been going on for a while, because, you know, going back like the early 70s, they were, you know, trying to understand how cells and the DNA work through cell division, duplicating. And without the understanding of this apparently soon later on discovered junk DNA at the end of the chromosomes, before that was understood, looking at the DNA strands and as cells divide, scientists didn't understand how we didn't die very quickly. How could we even make it through as many cell divisions to actually be born? Because it didn't make sense. And then they recognized this junk DNA, this excess inside of the nucleus. You have 46 pairs of DNA strands, RNA and DNA, one from your mother, one from your father. And these are nucleotides lined up, the DNA. They have all your gene instructions to send the instruction sets to make the proteins that are unique to you, genetically inherited. And that give you your body shape, the color of your skin, your eyes, your hair, your everything, you know, about your physical makeup. At the end of the DNA, there are these, they're not part of the helix. They're single strand repeats of a DNA that there's thousands of them in a young person that go on at the end, and they seem to have no purpose in the beginning. And then as they were studied and researched more, they understood that these are actually part of the Hayflick limit. You know, in the 50s, Mr. Hayflick sort of ascertained that cells can live, you know, 50 to 80 cell divisions, and then they go into apoptosis, they die, programmed cell death, or they go into senescence where they just stop working. Elizabeth Blackburn and Carol Greeter's work in the early mid-80s led to the discovery of telomerase, an enzyme that can be activated, that is usually turned off in adults, or that is on when we're younger, or it's on for certain body types or certain cell types in certain situations. And that enzyme is directly connected to this extra DNA at the end of the chromosome chain. When you're in the embryonic stage, you probably, you know, when you're first conceived, you have like 15,000 repeats of this DNA. T2A, G3, 2Ts, 1A, 3Gs, over and over and over in the human chromosome. And through rapid cell division, growing a new baby, and then by the time you're a child and you've come out into the world, you're down to about 10,000 repeats of telomeres. And then every single time the cell divides, and we're duplicating a million cells a second throughout life, that's the trillions of cells that make up our whole body. Every single time a cell divides, in order for the main chromosome chain to not unravel or degenerate or break apart so that the next cell comes up with the same information as the one before it to basically carry on life. In order to do that, one clip of the one repeat at the end of that DNA is released, is taken to be used. So over time, the more years that we live and divide cells, the shorter and shorter and shorter the telomeres, this extra DNA strands that are basically end caps to the end of our chromosome to keep them from unraveling. Kind of like the aglets on a shoelace, the little plastic thing that holds it from unraveling. You know, we have 50 to 70 cell divisions under normal circumstances for the average person. So, I mean, the average life expectancy around turn of the century was like 47 years old. Now it's like 78 years old, just because of other things that we're doing, environmental factors, hygiene, medicine, more health conscious. Exercise, diet, avoiding smoking and alcohol and, you know, or certain things. we're extending the lifespan, there's a lot of influence, external influences on cell division and telomeres. Basically, the telomeres get very short by the time you're like, 80. And once they're short, the DNA can start unraveling. And this is usually when, diseases that the kind that are take people when they're in their older years, they become more prevalent, sort of turn on. So in 1984, Elizabeth Blackburn and Carol Greeter discovered this enzyme and that activates telomerase that can actually grow DNA repeats back. They won the Nobel Prize for it all these years later in 2009. And it's really exciting stuff as you start to study how intelligent and complex and genius physical apparatuses that we incarnate into, how it operates the whole biological system. It's amazing. And when you look at DNA and our genes, and then you understand telomeres at the end, and you understand what affects telomeres, and you understand the possibility of turning on activating telomerase, which, in their tests, once activated, can add these DNA repeats. So basically, when you're a teenager, your DNA strands, your telomeres are still very long. So all the new cells coming up are really just as good pretty much as the ones before. And you don't feel like you're aging. And you have vitality and you don't get disease and you have great health. And then, it depends on what you force feed in your body. If you're taking drugs and you're eating a processed diet and you're going through a lot of stress and you're not sleeping and you live and you're sedentary, just couch potato and you don't exercise, you're going to start getting toxins in there. You're going to start splitting your chromosomes and you're going to, you can get away with some of that abuse in the beginning when your telomeres are long, because with the extra telomeric DNA, you have more ability to fix your DNA. But as you get a little older and your DNA, your telomeres get shorter, then your DNA can't repair themselves as easily, and they start damaging and they start mutating. Now, in a perfect situation, with the right diet, the right antioxidants, the right sleep, no stress, the right exercise, you could really slow down the level of telomere loss, and you could keep it going till, 80, 100, 120. It looks like around 120. It's like some of the longest living people under ideal circumstances have had, without any knowledge on necessarily how to activate telomerase. Just doing the best they can with what they were born with to, because every time they duplicate cells, time is just the clock clicking away. Cell division, cell division, cell division. The telomere gets shorter and shorter and shorter. But you can influence how quickly. Like with high homocysteine, high toxins, you can clip 3 telomere lengths in each cell division, whereas and it'd be aging 300% faster. Or with a really clean diet and good antioxidants, you could only clip 1. And low homocysteine, low C-reactive protein, low inflammation, low oxidation, low glycine, glycation, low sugar, and better methylation from methyl donors through supplements or foods that are methyl donors like onions and garlic. You could just lose 1 telomere per cell division and get the maximum out of what the human genome can do at this point in time, which is around 120. But now with the discovery of telomerase and how that it actually exists, that affects people's awareness right there, and that's something people can focus on. There's more study to antioxidants, and there's more study to things that will obviously shorten the telomeres faster, because the telomeres seem to be directly connected to our gene and to how long we live. And some people are born with more telomeres than others. Some people are born with less. The studies of all the people that live long, they have longer telomeres. At old age, they test them. They have longer telomeres than the people who are, and they're not getting cancer, or they're not getting cardiovascular disease, or they're not getting diabetes. And the people that have shorter telomeres are aging faster. And, it's right for the average person, it's like around age 58 that the telomeres are short enough that it's much easier to get cancer. Cancer cell normally, once the cell becomes cancerous, normally the amount of telomeres that are left will rapidly shorten so that the cell will go, so that it'll die, so that it'll stop, so that it won't become a cancer. But sometimes there's a part of the cell that doesn't want to die, it wants to live, and somehow it figures out how to reactivate telomerase at the last minute. And when it does that at a high level, instead of the telomeres going down really quickly so that cancer cell dies, goes into apoptosis, once in a while by accident, it'll activate telomerase at a high level, and then it'll just start rapidly growing all the telomeres back. And with high levels of telomerase, cells are virtually immortal, and a cancer cell will just duplicate rapidly, fast, and keep going, and it'll never die. And that's what gets people. But the interesting thing is with, you know, taking things that can naturally enhance your telomeres, they will, you know, if you just enhance your telomeres, your telomerase a little bit, it will add another little bit of DNA repeat to the end of your telomere, therefore protecting the original chromosome over time through cell division. You'll still lose some through cell division, but you're adding some back, so you're kind of maintaining a balance. Normally, over time, even if you're taking a mild telomerase activator, time is still eventually gonna run out, and your telomeres are gonna get shorter and shorter and shorter. And then when they hit the end, the cells die, or they go into senescence, and life is over. Now, if you can activate telomerase at high levels, cells start acting. It's ironic because there's some similarities here. It looks like they're going to find more in the future, but it looks like there's some similarities to stem cells and telomerase, because when cells are highly activated with telomerase, they start displaying characteristics like undifferentiated stem cells, meaning they can give rise to other body parts. They can become immortal. You know, in adults, because, you know, when you're in the embryonic stage, you have a lot of telomerase and you're sort of immortal. And that stops when you're born, and you have long telomeres to burn. So you don't really notice the signs of aging until you start hitting 40 or something, but it's happening. Now, there's certain cells in your body that still are activating high levels of telomerase that show the potential for immortality even in adulthood. And those are stem cells. They have telomerase in them. Those are reproductive cells in the male system. Basically, the male semen's reproductive cells proliferate telomerase at high levels. And that's why even an 80-year-old man can impregnate a woman, and he may have very, very short telomeres for his body cells, but they're not short in his reproductive cells. So therefore, his offspring are not born with short telomeres like an 80-year-old. They don't inherit that. They get brand new full-length telomeres with which to live a long life. And that's part of what keeps the species alive, so that we don't die. So it's an interesting correlation with Chinese philosophy of Jing, because the essence of the reproductive life force in the male is respected as something that's very vital to longevity, a very powerful substance that's meant to be, you know, used very carefully, because the overuse of it will eventually age the organism in an escalated way. But it's where you have a lot of telomerase and a lot of Jing potential, which I think is inherited on, you know, through the generations.
Well, I think we touched upon a few things there in your answer, and one of the things that comes up quite often is the Hayflick limit when it comes to DNA and the amount of times that a cell can divide or sustain its duplication. And the Hayflick limit is somewhere around 125, depending on who you speak to. And I know different cells have slightly different Hayflick limits. Where do you think the telomere technology fits in with the Hayflick limit? And do you think that Hayflick limit, if you talk to some researchers, it seems to be like the ceiling, the set in stone ceiling. But when we start talking about telomeres in the conversation, in the context that you're speaking of, seems like it's actually possible for that ceiling to completely vanish and disappear, or at least to be dramatically altered. Do you find that to be true?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Hayflick limit is kind of old. That's just looking at, with no knowledge of nutritional science and biology and chemistry of any way to influence that to your benefit, just the average person in their time, eating the average food, living the average way they lived in the mid-50s, looking at cell division for the average person, it seemed to be, you know, 50 to 70 to 80, some people say even higher. It's going up because we're extending the lifespan. Our average age is increasing, you know. But that was basically under normal circumstances, how many times adult cells could divide in humans before they die, and consequently eventually we die. But they had no understanding as to why. So, you know, in the mid-80s now, the research they did understanding telomeres, understanding first that this junk DNA is not just junk, it's there for a reason. and then understanding the telomeres and how, you know, some people can be born with more or less. Some people can use them up quicker than others. Some people can slow down the loss, even if they're born with only a modest amount. They can severely slow down the loss of their telomeres, which so they can still live to have a long age with decent health. And these things I've just said are the same things that they say in Chinese medicine with Jing. Some people are born with more Jing, some people are born with less. You can be born with a lot, you can burn it up quick because you've got the live fast, die young mentality. Or you could be born with a little Jing and you could learn how to build your Jing and still live a full, long, healthy life. And it's the same thing with telomeres. But the real exciting thing is the discovery of telomerase, of this enzyme, which is, it's an RNA DNA combined with a TERT protein that's at the end of the chromosome. It has a template, like an instruction set, on how to add back those DNA repeats at the end of the DNA, therefore protecting the DNA. And if you can keep adding repeats at the end of the DNA on the telomeres so they don't get too short, then it, according to all the tests that's being done in science, that cell can keep dividing forever without aging, without changing. So, you know, under small amounts of telomere activation, we can add a little bit back as we're losing, therefore extend the life, but still eventually we die. But we know we can extend the Hayflick limit through influencing telomerase. And in certain situations, it may be possible to activate large amounts of telomerase. And if that's possible, we can take a medium-aged cell, you know, and actually reverse it back to a very young and vital cell with long telomeres, because then the genes turn back on to being perfect. You know, the genes are very different when you're 2 years old and when you're like 80, because the amount of loss of telomeres, the DNA starts unraveling, and it's doing the best it can. Sometimes it splits in the middle and it tries to put itself back together, but basically the genes start turning off and the body starts having mutated and protein instruction sets for mutated DNA. So the proteins that it's making are different. And therefore the older person has leathery skin and they're hunched over and their hands are clasped together with arthritis and they're predisposed to diseases. When the telomeres are really short, they can fuse together, and then during mitosis, when they duplicate, they can just tear apart. All kinds of accidents start happening. Cancers turn on really quickly and easily once the telomeres are really short. You know, from this science of understanding that there is an enzyme that the body can make or turn on called telomerase, and normally it is turned off, and the gene instructions comes from the RNA in the telomerase. Telomerase is basically an RNA enzyme. It's just an enzyme that's RNA-based. It's from your mother, but it's combined with a TERT protein. To me, this makes nucleotide diets rich. Like, you can Google nucleotide-rich diets. I mean, there's a lot of superfoods and some health practitioners that promote, for health and longevity, to eat a nucleotide-rich diet, to consume blue-green algae, to consume beneficial yeast that are hard foods, whether it's, you know, brewer's yeast or it's live nutritional yeast, to do other things. You know, once they're put in the bloodstream, the cells that are in the middle of mitosis, the RNA is reaching out, unraveling, looking for a nucleotide before it goes and wraps back around the DNA to give birth to the new cell. That nucleotide information is, at that moment, grabbed and used to help build a better cell. And then proteins. The body, you know, is a protein-producing machine. Being able to utilize proteins totally effectively and to get enough protein in the system is important to make these genes. And I think trace minerals, because enzymes are so important, and telomerase is an enzyme, and enzymes are basically proteins attached to a trace mineral. I think minerals are really important. I think protein is really important for the body, and I think nucleotide-rich superfoods are really important for the body. The discovery of telomerase is really exciting, and so it's led scientists into studying substances. Anything that they can test in cells, in dishes, that are expressing telomeres, that are turning that gene on in adult cells. And one of the first things that was found, a substance and a sapin and astragalus from a certain strain of astragalus in China, which is a famous Chinese herb for 4,000 years as an anti-aging herb. It's famous, ironically, for upright qi and its ability to activate telomerase on the testings. It can turn telomerase on and start adding genes. And it seems to be especially effective in the shortest cells with the shortest telomeres, i.e. someone who's 80 years old, who has very short telomeres, and they're right at that critical cusp, where they could be getting sick and start aging, or they could go, they only have so many cell division rounds left, and they can go into apoptosis or senescence very quickly and die. And if that person is the most receptive to the telomere activator called TA-65 from Geron Sciences, telomeres. And that's the first well-studied substance that is now available on the marketplace through a doctor. And it's called TA-65. And it's got this saponin from astragalus. It's only a certain strain of astragalus that they could find it in at a sufficient dose. And then they even then have to extract extremely large quantities of this form of astragalus to get this compound. And they put about this compound straight about 90% in the capsule. And this is, you know, it's anywhere from $2,500 to $8,000 every year, depending on how much you take. It's not a cheap supplement to take, but it's the first released proven telomerase activator that's on the market right now. The people with the shortest telomeres seem to have the fastest reaction. Like in 8 months, an 80-year-old notices their, like, the eyeball is something that ages quick in humans because it's very delicate tissue. They notice their eyesight returning. And a lot of doctors that have patients that are on TA-65, they notice how over the year or two, or they just keep coming in and having to downregulate their prescription because their eyesight's getting better, or some of them just need to get rid of their glasses entirely because their eyesight's returning. And then, you know, for the older person with short telomeres, the use of a telomerase activator like TA-65 after 8 months starts to bring back like core vitality, which is very indicative of Jing. Like when they're trying to carry heavy items up the stairs and they normally know they get exhausted by the third stair and they have a second wind. They have a deeper strength and vitality that they associate to having when they're younger. They don't know where they're getting this from. And it could be, you know, the telomeres growing back in their endocrine glands and it's improving their hormones. It's everything starting to change. Not all cells age equally. Depends on what we go through. Some telomeres for certain body parts will get shorter faster than others. And so the part that has the shortest telomeres is going to be affected the quickest by the telomerase. But someone who's not that age, you know, they don't recommend anyone waste their time taking TA-65 unless you're 40 or over. And even then, you're just starting to get to the point where your telomeres are starting to shorten enough that your genes are starting to change, meaning the presence of a telomerase activator like TA-65 can start to slow down your aging process. And it's, you know, it's just a small amount. It depends. If you're 40, but you went through extreme viral infections for 15 years, your immune cells could have much shorter telomeres, like a much older person, because they had to work so hard and duplicate so fast. In which case, that part of your body will respond to the TA-65 quicker than the other parts of your body that have regular length telomeres. And then as you get to 55, the addition of TA-65 will make a more noticeable improvement over time. Really, it's like age 65 and over that people notice the most dramatic changes quickly from the telomeres activator. But even then, it's only adding so much telomerase back. It's not like a massive amount to immediately make the cell immortal. I would still do everything you can for diet and for supplements, lifestyle, sleep, stress, exercise, and certain antioxidants that can help.
This program was brought to you by thebestdayever.com. Thanks for listening.